But here is just a very short clip of what real junk canoe would sound like in the Bahamas. And then we'll go talk to you a little bit more about what it is that we do and how it is that we do what it is that we do. So we have to run that clip.
Hello? Who's in the morning?
Boots.
Who's Roots in the Morning? Well, Bahamian Junk Canoe, and I've got one of our students here, Tamara, and Tamara's going to describe to you a little bit about what junk canoe is and where it comes from, and again, our kind of relationship between the Bahamian and and our visit here, or our actual export here to Florida, and I'll come back and fill in a little bit later. So Tamara, if you'd just read a little excerpt here from our text.
Good afternoon. My name is Tamara Bullard, and I'm representing the Rhythm Rushers. Bahamian Junk Canoe, a folk life tradition transplanted to Florida. Junk Canoe, the national festival of the Bahamas, can now be seen in parades and festivals all over the state of Florida. Brought to the state by the Bahamian immigrants, it was first practiced by slaves who were brought to the Bahamas in the 16th century. The tradition is thought to have been named after John Canoe, a West African trader prince considered by many to be the hero of the slaves. An expression of their roots and heritage. Junk Canoe illustrates Bahamian creativity, artistry, and the quest for excellence. In the Bahamas, the festival is staged during the early hours of the morning on December 26th, which is Boxing Day, and again on New Year's Day in Nassau, Freeport, and the Family Islands. Junk Canoes parade in groups carrying large, stunning costumes made by hand from cardboard and finely fringed crepe paper. The music session is comprised of handmade goats or sheepskin drums, bicycle and fork horns, cowbells, whistles, and a brass section. Each year, competition is fierce among groups, competing for awards given for the best costume, best music, best dance, and best overall presentation. Junk Canoe traditions are transmitted informally on nights and weekends by family members, neighbors, and friends. The following junk canoe skills in the areas of dance, music, costume making, and drum bell, and horn making are taught in the shacks, donated warehouse spaces. The costumes. The costumes are master junk canoe costumers teach each other how to cut out costume pieces from cardboard, which has been painted white, wire them so that they may be shaped into three-dimensional forms, and glue half-inch strips of crepe paper, which have been fringed on the edges of them. Music. Young Bahamians practice playing drums, cowbells, bicycle horns, and whistles on their own at a scheduled practice sessions in the places such as grocery stores, parking lots, schools, or sports arenas. Dance. Each year, new dances are choreographed for each junk canoe group. Dancers practice together on their own and then practice along with the musicians. There are also free dancers who belong to the junk canoe groups who do their own thing rather than follow a direct choreograph. Are you going too fast? Okay, thank you.
Well, again, like I said, I'm not sure if you can remember from that little intro piece there, but there's one of the main things about junk canoe is, of course, the sound and the costumes, two main elements, sight and sound. Certainly the first one I'll talk to you briefly about is the sight, the costumes. As Tamara kind of adequately described there, all of our costumes are made out of cardboard, primarily out of cardboard and wire, and they're painted. And this is kind of an example, and if you've gotten a chance to stop by our booth over there, you can certainly see something that's a little bit more elaborate. But what we'd actually do is go ahead and create these pieces based on a theme, paint them, decorate them with strips of crepe paper, I'm sorry. And actually, when we get to the point of them being ready to go out and do a presentation, there's a little bit more work and effort that goes into some of these pieces. This is just a typical headpiece. It's been kind of around the block a couple of times, but it kind of gives you an idea of just how much time, effort, and energy goes into just even something as pretty menial is this. Costumes, again, they range in everything from individual pieces, headpieces, skirts, on up to the dancer pieces, which may get a little bit broader along the size of about that piece that's over there, and to what they call a lead piece, which is pretty significant. The main difference, and not only for our costumes and the relationship between Carnival and Mardi Gras, is that typically Carnival and Mardi Gras are related more to the Lenten season during the Easter season of the year. Junkanoo, again, was primarily a way of the slaves being able to be left free to celebrate over a couple of days during the Christmas and the New Year season. And that tradition follows through to today. Being a primary former British colony, the Bahamas still celebrates Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas. And so at about 2 o'clock in the morning on Boxing Day, and again on New Year's morning, the revelers and the paraders will get out there and they'll actually go ahead and start the parades. The second element is the instruments, but of course, before I get to that, and we're just going to do a very small demonstration here. Again, we don't have the numbers here to really show and give you a good feeling, but we can do a little something for you. Is the relationship between the Bahamas and Florida. This is the Florida Folklife Festival, and of course, that's why we're here. When in about the 50s and the 60s, the immigrants from the Bahamas to Florida, actually to the States, were brought over primarily to work on the Florida Railroad and to do some of the skilled labor in some of the areas in South Florida. Established Bahamian communities in the Coconut Grove area, Boynton Beach, Delray Beach, have always produced and maintain a connection to Junkanoo and to Gumbe. Actually, the large Gumbe Festival starts in Coconut Grove next weekend, so if any of you are in South Florida or around the Miami area, you know, you get a good example of exactly what that is. And our trip up here to Florida, in northern Florida, in Tallahassee, is because we have a small group of students who are at the universities, primarily at Florida A&M University, who are Bahamian or Bahamian American descent. And it's an opportunity for us to go ahead and showcase what it is that we do, to go ahead and to share what the art, the ingenuity. And again, if you haven't had a chance to see the piece over there, I mean, it's really an astounding piece. Please visit us at what is our website, www.rhythmrushesjunkanoo.com. A little plug there. But it really gives you an opportunity to see and to sample what it is that we do. If any of you are in Tallahassee in the fall, our slate is usually very full of activities. We'd love to have you come by the shack where we do our work and everything like this and visit us. What I'm going to do right now is invite a couple of the guys up here, Mike, Siobhan, and Trevor, to come up here and just demonstrate a little bit about what it is that about the second main element, that sound about Junkanoo, that makes it so vital and so important. There are primarily two instruments, the drum and the cowbells, that will actually form the basis of our music. And in this instance, we've got two drums. We've got a smaller drum, which Mike is holding there, what we call a tum-tum. And we've got something a little bit bigger, not quite a bass drum yet. It's a little baby bass drum there that Javon's holding. And we've got a couple of cowbells here that Trevor's holding. Promise you, you won't see any cows walking around. We're going to make noise like how you're going to hear right now. So one of the reasons we did all this is to kind of prepare you a little bit, because it is quite loud, or it can get quite loud. So all things being equal, and again, if you can imagine, they've got, you know, maybe a couple hundred drummers, bass drummers, and you know, another few dozen lead drummers and cowbellers. You're going to have to take what you see here, these three gentlemen here, and multiply it by about, you know, about 100 or 200. So guys, if y'all give us just a little something, and what we'll do is we just go out with a little off of more of the CD on track number 2 when they get through here. Give a little.
All right. What's that? More Cuban stuff? No, I'm kidding. No more Cuban stuff. I'm Cubaned out. So here's Bob Stone. He's going to introduce the next group. So thank you for being here. I hope you're having fun. I am, okay? So here's Bob.
Thanks. And this is Leo Falcone, our new man in the Folklife program.